Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of April, 2018. It's Thursday morning. You know, there are many people that deny that we are in a battle. And why is it that the Psalms so resonate with us? We know that David was a warrior his whole life. He fought against the Philistines, fought against many nations in physical battle. But he was also in a spiritual battle his whole life. But he knew whose he was. He knew that he was a child of God. He knew that he had the favor of God. And that's why he cried out to God for help in his physical battles and in his spiritual battles. He says in Psalm 56, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are evil against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Here we have this example of David in his constant warfare among the children of men. But he also has a spiritual battle between the spirit and the flesh. Now we go on to Psalm 57. "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst thereof. They are fallen themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, and my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory. Awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord. Among the people I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, for thy glory be above all the earth." Well, the last one we're going to do today is Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away, but like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Well, we see this theme running throughout the Psalms, again, this great battle David has, not only his physical battles, but his spiritual battles. He says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Well, we're living in calamity. We're living in a fallen world. And until we rest in our Savior's arms, he will cause us to trust in him. He will show us his mercy and his kindness until this calamity is overpassed. Let us continue to exalt God above the heavens, and praise the Lord, because we know his mercy is great in under the heavens, and his truth under the clouds. God bless. This morning is my prayer.